home edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights. We'll be swimming when we die. Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky where the stars
and
are falling.
Musical guest. I am so excited that we're having this conversation today with our guests and our musical guests. Both has been a long time coming. Our musical guest, because we've known him for a long time and been hoping we can have him on the show. And though we just met our guest, we are going to be talking about something that I have heard about ever since I was a kid. Maybe because I liked musicals, but I think it was popular on the radio or something, but it is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. That was the song, and it's a great tune, and I didn't know what it meant as a kid, but as I grew up, I started to understand that we are entering the Aquarius and we're exiting, so, you know, all of that stuff. But then I started recently hearing, well, the real age of Aquarius doesn't actually start until today. And so what was that happening in the past? The dawning. Okay, so now this is the real. So what does this all mean? So being it's today, today's a perfect day to have our guest, Tisha Aitken, to talk about that, the age of Aquarius, the real age of Aquarius. And a little later on, Jason Lee Bruns on the Life Changes Show is our musical guest on our At Home edition right after this.
Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with your host, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com, which include luminaries such as comedian Michael Collier, actress Gabriella Wright, performing artist James Hood, and author Ken Honda. Email your comments and questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com. or AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com. You can also comment via Twitter @LifeChangesShow and Facebook @TheLifeChangesShow.
Well, I am Filippo Voltaggio, and I am with Mark Leger, our producer and co-host.
Happy solstice. You know, growing up in Cleveland, I would have never thought I would ever say that. So it's been an interesting journey to learn all these other facets of the holiday season.
Right, and actually that's something, I'm glad you said that, because that's also something that people talk about and we don't know a lot about, but we're not going to have a lot of time with this, but yes, people need to look, might want to look into solstice, might want to look into what today's about, but we're going to learn a little bit about it and a lot about, I think, what really is the age of Aquarius. So we're shifting to the real age of Aquarius. Our guest is an intuitive astrologer who works with corporations and websites and individuals, and she does an online series, and she's with us today. Welcome to the show, Tish Aitken.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, you tell me.
Well, I'll tell you one thing is that Aquarius is a sign of the unpredictable. It's a sign of surprise and the unexpected. And you and I didn't expect to be talking today, did we?
No, this is true, actually. How interesting that you should say that. Yes, right.
It was meant to be. It just wasn't planned as such.
Exactly. So I'm glad we're having this conversation. When we talked, you and I, earlier today, I said a couple things. One of the things that I said is so if we had talked last year around this time, was there any indication that this year was going to be something else?
Yes, definitely, absolutely. There were many indications. The last few years, I have been curious as to how the whole story of, I call it the Epic of Capricorn, because it's pretty harsh. We had a historical lineup of planets in Capricorn that preceded this historical conjunction that we're celebrating tonight. But basically, Saturn and Pluto are the two malefics of the zodiac. Saturn represents structures in our lives. It represents corporations and governments. And it's not all bad. Every planet and every sign has a higher and a lower form. But Saturn is restrictions and challenges and accountability and integrity, among other things. And Pluto is the cosmic compost of the zodiac. It's the planet of death and regeneration, and it can indicate major loss. And the two planets convene every 34 to 36 years in the sky. So the last time they met up was in the fall of 1982 and the spring of 1983, but they didn't meet up at their certain degrees which correspond to the world axis. And what that means is it impacts people on the world stage, world leaders, but it also brings events that hit us globally, all of us. And so with all of that said, Saturn takes approximately 28 and a half to 30 years to transit. And it entered Capricorn on December 20th of 2017. And then going forward into 2018, we started having eclipses in the Capricorn Cancer axis, you know, really underscoring the lessons around structures and, you know, letting go of old paradigms and structures in our lives with the Capricorn story, but also around security and home and family and the food supply and Cancer. And so these eclipses have been emphasizing it. And in the beginning of this year, Saturn and Pluto met up at 22 degrees of Capricorn, which is a degree that corresponds with the world point and hits all of us. So we knew there would be some kind of a global reset or a restructuring or recession. You know, economically, we all knew that there would be something because Capricorn is equated so much with the economy. But this pandemic that's obviously also playing into the economy and also aside from, I mean, all the loss we experienced in so many ways. But when you have Pluto, which again is the planet of death and rebirth, transiting at the world axis, which it has been on and off since the end of February of last year, we have seen mass death and mass loss, but we're also now hopefully, you know, segueing into the age of Aquarius. And this is about inventiveness and about a technological revolution, a lot of virtual possibilities, which will engender professional opportunities for people as they're struggling to rebuild and restructure after this historical lineup of Capricorn. We will never see this much Capricorn in the sky again thankfully, really, you know. But yes, so we did know this. Did people say there would be a global pandemic? I didn't hear that. But did we all feel there would be huge change for the world at large that would impact the economy and old structures in our lives coming down and new structures? Absolutely. Did we know we'd be headed to a more virtual age in every business and creating new opportunities? Definitely.
Wow. Okay, so you started talking about a little bit of what's coming in the future, but before we get into the future, let's jump to today. So the dawning of the age of Aquarius. So has it been dawning and has it dawned already? Is it and
dawned.
What's happening today?
It dawned. Okay,
it dawned.
So we had the solstice occurred, and you're on Pacific time. I talked to so many different time zones. So it occurred at the solstice itself occurred at 2:02 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then Saturn and Jupiter met up the closest alignment in over 800 years at, now I'm translating it to your time zone, to 10:21 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And again, these two planets, well, I didn't say that yet. These two planets converge every 20 years, but they meet up every 20 years. There are four elements in the sky or in the zodiac. So there is fire, earth, air, and water. So they meet up every 20 years for a 200-year period in one element. And they've been meeting up in the earth signs, except for 1980. That was an aberration. They actually met up in Libra on New Year's Eve. But when they meet up together, they invoke societal change. They bring in a new era. They are the planets connected with society. They're not personal planets that impact us personally, and they're not the otherworldly planets that really take a long time to transit. Because if we live long enough, we see Saturn return to where it was. So the last time it was in Aquarius, for instance, was 91 to 94. Jupiter cycles are every 12 years. Hopefully we live long enough to see those. But the outer planets that exceed that, that's different. So these really bring social change. And what's occurring now is that they have been transiting and meeting up together, and they've completed this 800 cycle, having met up in the four elements. And now they're meeting up in the first degree of Aquarius, which is a fixed air sign. And air signs are centered on connection and community and the intellect. And that is our biggest resource. It always should be our biggest resource. But that really is how we are going to rebuild the world, through innovation and brilliance. And Aquarius is the maverick sign, but it's also the sign of the mad scientist, the brilliant genius. You know, this is amazing. I think it's very, very exciting because it's also going to bring a lot of social connections and community. We really need community now, you know.
Wow. Well, this sounds exciting, actually. So,
yeah.
Well, I'm excited. Well, when we come back, I'd like to hear more about that. I think we all would. So we'll be talking more with Tish Akin when we come back. And she's an intuitive astrologer. More about that also when we come back. And then a little later on in the show, live music with our musical guest, Jason Lee Bruns, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They are dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include influencers such as author Ariel Ford, business luminary Nolan Bushnell, and actress Dee Wallace on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Please send any comments or questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I am Filippo, and we're online here at the at-home edition of The Life Changes Show with our guest, Tish Aitken, and she is an intuitive astrologer. And Tish, so you got us from the past to the present, and then you started talking about right away, I love that energy that you were ready to dig into the future. So if people didn't listen to you, I know you have a lot of people who do listen to you, but if people didn't know to listen back then, had some people, they could have been better prepared for what was happening this year, right?
I think it would assist people in the sense that, you know, and I talk to other astrologers or readers of various sorts. And, you know, just because we know this is happening doesn't mean that I know exactly how to navigate perfectly and have every day in my life perfect. Obviously, each of us has to glean his or her lessons in all of this. But I do think, like, for instance, we were in an era of Capricorn, and Capricorn itself is about commitment and integrity and hard work. And you, by the way, were born with your moon in Capricorn, so you may know a little bit about this. But Capricorn is about ambition and working within restrictions to achieve and to build character. And if you think about it, this was the year of lockdown. And we had this uncharted year of uncharted in so many ways, but working under lockdown and many achieving a lot within so many, you know, restrictions. And we did get a brief preview of Saturn in Aquarius because it entered Aquarius on March 23rd, and then it re-entered the sign of Capricorn on July 1st. And if you think about it, for most parts of the country, mid-end of March is around when we really started to implement social distancing. And that's when a lot of people were suddenly educating their children via Zoom, conducting business meetings via Zoom that never had done so in a lot of cases. And Aquarius is a sign of socializing and networking. But what I found ironic is we've been so disconnected for so long. In many instances, people were actually reaching out and doing much more meaningful ways to connect during that time and starting right? And building groups to make people feel better or raise their vibration. So it was kind of funny. And now we really are. Saturn will remain in Aquarius until March 7th of 2023. Jupiter is the planet of expansion and abundance. And Saturn is the planet of hard work, commitment, and structures. In ancient astrology, Saturn ruled Aquarius. So it's technically in its dignity, which is helpful because we achieve things when a planet is in its ruling sign. But Jupiter is the grand benefic. That's what gives us our good fortune. It magnetizes new opportunities. In Aquarius, to me, I find its infinite possibility ingenuity, with innovation, technology. There will be new platforms, new ways of connecting. And again, it's going to create new industries and help businesses and people that are right now hanging on, you know, really hanging on, to help them to move forward and innovate as we segue and transition.
So you were sharing or started to share how and even now it sounds positive. It sounds exciting. I trust there'll still be lessons. It doesn't mean that it's all butterflies and daisies, but if we could hear, those of us who could hear, what do we prepare for, or how do we best take advantage, I should say, of what good can come?
Okay, so I think that just as you and I experienced today, it was an unpredictable day, right? We woke up having different intentions of what, or different plans of what our day would be. Well, yeah. Expect the unexpected, as one of my teachers used to say, when somebody, well, Uranus is the modern ruler of Aquarius and Saturn is the ancient. And with Uranus transits, she would say always, you know, expect the unexpected. Whatever you think it will be something else. So, you know, it has that chaotic, unpredictable, like think of many geniuses that, you know, whether you know them in real life or they're famous geniuses that we celebrate in the world, a lot of them are very quirky, they're unpredictable, they don't always operate in the way that traditional people do, and I think that's the excitement and possibility of it, but it's also the iconoclast of the zodiac. It's the rebel, and there will be some tension. There are going to be three time periods I will reference. So on February 14th of 2021, Saturn, which is, you know, now in the sign of Aquarius, will be squaring Uranus in the sign of Taurus. Uranus is the modern ruler and Saturn is the ancient ruler. So you've got these two planets. Saturn is about structure. Uranus is about chaos. That could be very chaotic and frenetic energy. It could be very an aspect of tension. That occurs again on June 14th. So the first time around, it's going to be at 7 degrees of the fixed signs. And the fixed signs are Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. The second round in June will be at 13 degrees of those fixed signs. And the third round will be on December 24th at 11 degrees of those signs. So that's, you know, there are growing pains with this. People, a lot, it's definitely change. Change is on the menu. It's fixed change. So we wanted, it's a stubborn, you know, Aquarius, all fixed signs are stubborn. So, but in the sense they're also committed and stick with something. But we have to adapt to the idea that there is going to be much change. There is going to be rebellion in many ways, but also a lot of, I think there's going to be a lot of excitement. And the other thing I want to share is that Jupiter is going to briefly enter Pisces, and that will happen on May 13th. And then it will re-enter Aquarius on July 29th. I don't think I've ever seen Jupiter transit an entire sign by the middle of the year. So in the middle, from May until the end of July, we have Jupiter in its ancient rulership. And Jupiter in Pisces is very manifesting, very creative, very magical. It's also giving us, I think, a prelude to another musical renaissance in a way. I think it's going to be amazing for creativity and, again, for connection. I think it's really exciting. But, yeah, there will be unrest, of course. And again, you and I were talking about Pluto transits, and now that I have your chart in front of me, you would have gone through a major cycle in 2009 and 2010. And anybody that goes through a Pluto transit, which the world has done this last 2 years in 19 and 20, you don't just finish that on January 1st. You're still gleaning the lessons of that. So definitely we're going to be rebuilding, and a lot of people are going to be dealing with mental health issues and depression, which is, again, really, I think, helpful that it is so connected around community. A lot of people are going to need to help others and guide them along this way.
Wow. By the way, we started the Life Changes show in 2009. So right in the middle of what you were saying was.
Yeah, I know you'd mentioned that, and I was doing it on the top of my head. And now I see your chart, and it was exactly then.
It's interesting how you say that there are going to be some problems, and at the same time, the solutions sound like they're there too. The people that already are gearing to help with mental health, that are wanting to help others, musicians who are going to be wanting to get out there and make new music and perform live, and communities, as people I trust are going to want to connect more than ever, especially after having so much time apart, and maybe, like you said, learning new ways to connect. So thank you. It sounds like work. It sounds hopeful. And speaking of work and hopeful, there's something that you suggest today for those who are listening today, but during the solstice or during these times, four times a year, right? The equinox and the solstice, you want us people to use this time wisely. How can we use this time?
Well, you know, this is when, so the solstice in Latin, sol is the sun, and it stops in the sky, solstice. So, you know, it's a time of reflection. We're entering a new season. In the Northern Hemisphere, it's the winter. This is the longest night of the year and the shortest day. In the Southern Hemisphere, it's the longest day and the shortest night. But it's a reflection, and we're reflecting on what the next season is. What do we want to bring into 2021? But in particular, and that's always been the case, that we honor equinoxes and solstice, but in this case, this really legendary and amazing Saturn-Jupiter alignment, we really want to honor Saturn is the structure and Jupiter is the vision. What vision do you want to structure in 2021? And don't limit yourself, because Jupiter in Aquarius brings infinite possibility. And I think that's really exciting.
Wow. Okay, so you've given us so much to think about, and I, in my opinion, hope as well. Just because I started the show this way, I just want to make sure. So the dawning of the Aquarius has been happening for a while, but are here now, right?
Yes and no. We got a preview in the beginning of this year, from March 23rd until July 1st, with Saturn briefly entering the first 2 degrees of Aquarius, I think it got to 1 degree. But now, with Saturn and Jupiter, these are the two societal planets, converging at 0 degrees and 29 minutes of Aquarius, the first degree. There are 30 degrees to a sign. 0 is the first and 29 is the final. Those two planets meeting up together in a new element, a new 800-year cycle, that's a really, really big deal. So this is a really significant solstice, especially after the year that we've had.
Wow. Well, I want to share with people that I know you do this for companies and celebrities, and you used to fly around the country.
Yeah, I do it my own way now, but not physically.
So I know people can reach out to you in a good way is through Facebook, right? And I know you have a big Facebook following.
Facebook is great, please. Yeah.
So Facebook, they should look for Astrologer Tish, and that's TISCH, Astrologer Tish on Facebook. But you have so many videos up on YouTube. And
Yes.
And that's where I was learning about my sign and what you were sharing about that, which changed my day as well. So you could find her on YouTube at Tish, T-I-C-H, Aitken, A-I-T, like Tom, K-E-N. And then on our Life Changes page for Tish, we have so many other links where you could learn more about her and learn more about yourself, because she's got videos, I think, almost every month on everybody's astrological chart, right?
Yeah, I just uploaded. So I am building YouTube. And the final thing I will say for all of us, we really need to upgrade our social media skills. If you have your own business, you really want to learn to really upgrade your game with Facebook and internet, with YouTube, Instagram, whatever platforms you're choosing, TikTok, whatever it may be. There will definitely be new platforms. It'll become a lot more seamless. But for me, YouTube has been a big focus for me. I will be building it a lot more in 21, but I just uploaded all of the signs for January, and it's Tish Aitken on YouTube. It's actually T-I-S-C-H, but that's totally cool. And that gives a lot of information of how we go forward, because January is going to be such a busy month, and it's very exciting.
Okay. Well, actually, when we come back, Tish has said that she wanted to give us a taste of what she does for some of her private clients, and she's going to share a little bit about me. We don't have too much time, thankfully. or no. But so we look forward to hearing that. And I'm sure some of it will relate to all of us. But in any event, we'll be back with Tish. And in our next segment, we have our Ask Dorothy question. And then in the segment after that, live music with our musical guest, Jason Lee Bruns. All on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and the little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangesshow.com, via Twitter at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I am Filippo, and our guest is intuitive astrologer Tish Aitken. And then again, that's T-I-S-C-H, right? I spelled it right.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. No, you got it right. I think one time you said T-I-C-H. It's that's totally cool.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
It's an unusual name, so that's fine. But
so you asked me for a little bit, very little actually, information on me, just my date of birth and where I was born in time, and what?
I'm not it. Okay, so we'll talk a little bit quickly of what's going on, where the Age of Aquarius story will be for you. So you were in a big cycle of focusing around home, real estate, and family, starting from December of 16, really finishing that up in December of 19. And you will be going through a lot of change in 2021. Pluto, I was mentioning Pluto transits. Well, you'll get a sample of what that means, because Pluto takes 248 years to transit, and it's now coming to your moon. And the moon is how we get our needs met. It's in your house of creativity and romance. And this could bring a profound beginning or a profound ending. Pluto is death and rebirth. That doesn't mean literal death. It can be metaphoric in many ways. But for you, the Saturn-Jupiter conjunction itself that occurred at the very beginning of this year, that legendary and life, that world-changing conjunction, for you occurred in your house of creativity. So in this year, even though we've been working under very challenging circumstances, you've really been building that area of your life and hopefully finding joy and creativity in this tough time. And now what's going to happen is that Saturn's going to remain in this sector of your chart all through 2021. So again, you know, working hard at building creativity. And I know that's hard. That seems like a oxymoron or whatever. It doesn't really seem that it, but, you know, really structuring and you will be going, whether it's an ending in a relationship or very powerful new friendships that come into your life. Because I look to your chart, I look to what the moon rules in your chart. It does rule part of your house of career. And obviously you're a Cancerian. It rules your points in Cancer, but it also rules your house of friends and groups. So there might be some major changes with the people with whom you connect, whether you're finding a new group of people or just profound changes with friendships or a romance potentially. And you also have Jupiter is expanding your romantic opportunities and creative opportunities. It's a lot more fun in Aquarius because Capricorn is restrictions and Aquarius is freedom. And again, it's all about connecting. So you've got the luckiest planet in your house of creativity. That's going to zoom ahead pretty quickly and it's going to enter your house of work later in March, on March 8th, actually. It's going to enter your house of work and daily routine, and it's going to be there really until around February, March of 2022. So you're going to be very busy. You're going to be being of service, a lot going on, but a lot of creativity and a lot of change in 2021 for you. So you may be out of the hot seat with Saturn and all the planets, the eclipses, but you're still dealing with a major Pluto transit. And the last thing I'll mention is in the last 2 years, Neptune, which takes 165 years to transit, that's the planet of spirituality and creativity and intuition. Neptune has been going back and forth over your Chiron, which is the wounded healer. So that's very good for you for doing healing work on others and on yourself. And this year, in the early part of the year, it came to your house of partnerships. And that's going to be going on and off for a little bit into 21. Now, that could dissolve friendships. You have to be careful of people being a bit deceptive. But in the higher realm, it could be bringing really spiritual relationships in your life, soulmates, whether they're friendships, professional relationships, romantic, all of the above, and really enhancing your spiritual and psychic abilities. So that's a bit right there.
Wow.
A couple minutes.
You said a lot. Thank you. When was it that you said that Pluto came around the last time?
Well, Pluto would not have come around the last time because Pluto takes 248 years, but Saturn...
I remember. And
Saturn would have been in this area of your chart, around your moon, around, I'd say, 91, around that time. But you look back, you know, it's... even a little bit before that, Saturn would have been in your house of family. But in romance, it would have been more like, I'd say, 89 to 92, around that time. Probably was a very creative time and some significant friendships that came into your life, I would imagine, then.
Well, I'll have to think back in the meantime. you have made me think about a lot of things personally, but you've made us think about a lot of things for the past, for today, and for going into the future. So, Tish, thank you so much. What you just did, actually, you do in a general way for every sign, every month. I don't know how you do that, but you could find Tish on YouTube at TISCHAITKEN, Tish Aiken. And then on Facebook is where a lot of magic happens. Astrologer Tish, TISCH. And like I said, on our Life Changes show page, we have so many other links and so much more you can learn about Tish and learn about yourself. Tish, thank you so much for changing my day, for changing our show today.
Well, thank you very much. It was an honor to be on your show. It was really fun. So thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. And a thank you to Tess Cacciatore for bringing us together.
Yeah, totally.
All right. Well, with that, with a big thank you to Tish, we go to our Ask Dorothy question.
Dear Dorothy, my name is Martha and I live in Miami, Florida. I just found out that someone I went to high school with 20 years ago just died. This was a lovely young man named Kenneth who was always very kind to me, and I will never forget how special he made me feel when he found out I didn't have a date for the senior prom and one of my friends had told him how depressed this had made me. I was overjoyed when he said he would be happy to take me to the dance, and we had a really nice time. Although he and I hung out with the same group of friends, I realized during the time we spent together at the senior prom that he was really a very nice guy and that he was truly expressing what friendship really means. I was grateful, and yet I don't believe I fully expressed my gratitude for his goodness and kindness, and now it is too late for me to let him know how much he meant to me. How can I forgive myself for my inability to express my gratitude?
Dear Martha, I urge you to not only forgive yourself, but to also use this opportunity to fully express your gratitude to all you love and to assist others in remembering how important it is for all of us to do so. And please know that it is never too late to express gratitude to anyone, even if they have left this earthly plane. You can simply go into a meditative state and talk from your higher self to his higher self, and you may wish to thank him for helping you see that expressing gratitude to all we know and love is always a good idea. None of us know when it will be the last time we see someone, and way too often we feel regret that we didn't let our friends and loved ones know how special they truly are to us. I suggest you share your story with your loved ones, as you are also telling them how grateful you are for their many kindnesses to you and their love for you. By sharing your story, this may stimulate the ones you love to reach out and express their love and gratitude to their loved ones. Fortunately, we have many tools to assist us in letting our friends and loved ones know that we are grateful for their being in our lives. I consistently use text messages with heart emojis, as well as emails and phone calls, to let my friends and loved ones know that they live in my heart, are always on my mind, and in my prayers. I have many friends and loved ones who let me know how much I am loved. So let's use this opportunity as a wake-up call, and let's find a way for you to let everyone you care for know how grateful you are for their many kindnesses.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition with our musical guest, Jason Lee Brunt, right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo, and this is our musical guest segment. And our musical guest is a drummer, a percussionist. He's actually an internationally recognized producer of world jazz albums, and he's a researcher and educator. Happy to have him on the show. Finally, I'll explain that in a second. Jason Lee Bruns, welcome to the show.
Hey, Filippo. Thanks for having me. Good to be here finally.
Finally is right. We got to meet you when Joseph Peck brought you in for his appearance in the studio at Studio NoHo with Brent Hahn, and then you've been traveling all over the world up until this year. But I have to say, I've enjoyed watching the research that you're doing with instruments from all over the world. And can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So ever since I was a young boy, I wanted to go to Africa and study drums because that's where drums originated from. So I went to West Africa in 2016 and studied with master drummers there. In 2008, I was in Havana, Cuba, studying the roots of salsa music called rumba and son. I've been most recently in April, last April, 2 Aprils ago, pre-COVID, was in Colombia studying the roots of cumbia. I've been to several regions of Brazil studying the origins of samba and all the different offshoots of that. And Trinidad and Tobago, the birthplace of the steel pan, which when Joe Peck was on the show, he told us all about that. And let's see, I was supposed to head to Zimbabwe just this most recent April to study an instrument you're going to hear me play shortly. Mm-hmm. But that trip has been postponed. So, yeah.
Well, speaking of instrument we're going to hear shortly, I have to say that we all wanted you to come back, and we weren't sure how it was going to happen because you're a percussionist. But when you shared what you're going to do for today, I was blown away, and I thought, wow. So please tell us, what's the first thing we're going to hear, and what all is entailed?
Okay, so this first instrument is called the imbira, and that's spelled M-B-I-R-A. That's M as in Mary, imbira. And it's the national instrument of Zimbabwe, which is in sort of just the tip of South Africa, Zimbabwe. And this instrument dates back the wooden version of it 3,000 years ago, and this is the metal version, which dates back 1,300 years ago. And the song that I'm going to play a snippet of is over 2,000 years old. And I've been fascinated with this instrument for a long, long time because of all of the polyrhythms and the melodies. And before I play it, I would like to give a shout out to my teacher, Professor Dr. Rick Alviso, who is a professor of world music at Cal State. And everything I know about this instrument is because of him. And so it's, I feel as a teacher myself, it's always important to thank your teachers.
Well, you're teaching us, and I'm grateful. You're teaching a lot of people, actually. We'll talk about that a little later. What is this song called?
This song is called Nyema Musasa, which it literally means to build a temporary shelter out of sticks from the Musasa tree. And but it's actually a metaphor for life, and that if things don't go as planned, such as what's happening in the world right now, to find a way to make the best with what you have. And which reminds me of what Tish was saying earlier about being creative. So I guess you could say this song is to encourage people to be creative with their situations, and maybe you have to build a fort out of branches from the tree in your yard, so to speak.
Well,
and normally this would have singing accompanying it. I will not be singing today. I'm still working on that. But yeah, this is Nyema Musasa.
Well, if you need singing, I can help you with that. But in the meantime, I was also going to say, you referenced Tisha. And our day changed today, hers and mine, and yours did too, when you decided you were going to do all this beautiful background to the live piece that you're going to play today. So thank you for that. And here is Jason Lee Bruns performing Nyema Musasa live on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition Online.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Would love to hear that whole piece. Jason Lee Bruns. As a matter of fact, Jason, I know you have several albums out. Is that on any of the albums, or should we talk real quickly about any of that?
That is not on any record yet. Give me about 10 more years of studying this instrument and maybe I'll put it on record. But I do have many albums out, nine, mostly of me's and my groups that I've produced and some with other artists. And you can find all that on my website. But yeah, this, the Mbira, it's really fun to watch it being played also, as is true with most percussion instruments because they're very physical. So if you were to look up Mbira on YouTube, and actually Google's Doodle a few months ago featured the Mbira, which I was super excited about. The whole Mbira community was texting each other, did you see the Google Doodle? They're featuring this weird instrument that no one knew about until now.
Well, one of these days, I hope people can see you live at the Life Changes show in person, as we were hoping to do before all this happened. But thank you for joining us online. And you mentioned your website, but you didn't mention what it is. It's Bruns Beats, B-R-U-N-S, Beats, B-E-A-T-S.com. You'll find lots there. His music's available there and also where music is sold. And speaking of music, what are we going to hear next?
So this next instrument, coincidentally, is also made out of metal. It's called the heng, and some people know it as the hand drum or the hand pan, and it's a relatively new instrument as opposed to the Mbira. This was invented around 2000, and it was invented in Switzerland, and it's played with the hands, and it kind of looks like a UFO, and it's very peaceful, very earthy sounding, very celestial. What is that word? Celestial,
you got it.
So I was actually thinking this instrument would be nice to have underneath as a sound bed for an astrology reading, and after hearing it.
Nice. Perfect. Actually, is this the instrument that you said is like the original, what was it you were saying? Like ethereal music or sound bath?
Oh, no, actually, I was referencing that towards the Mbira, which played because the Mbira instrument is a spiritual instrument, and it's used for healing in the Shona culture of Zimbabwe. So when I hear about sound baths in L.A., I wonder what the people of Zimbabwe would think of that, considering to do a, quote, sound bath in Zimbabwe, you have to be a master of an instrument that you study for 20 plus years, and you're basically considered like a high priest of the community. But this next one, you would see in a modern sound bath, sure, the hang drum. And it's a little more accessible to play. Pretty much anyone can pick it up and play it. I guess I shouldn't be saying that because I'm about to play it. I want to wow you guys.
Well, what is the piece you're going to play?
So this is an improvised piece, and I will have backing tracks to this one also, which I put together earlier today. So you're going to hear the hang drum enter with the accompaniment part, and then you will hear, I actually flip the drum over and drum on the bottom side of it to get some percussion happening, and then I'm going to come in third. You'll hear me playing live with an improvised melody. So if you're ready, I'll go ahead.
Well, actually, Jason, can we improvise a title?
Oh, man. Well, I would call it Age of Aquarius, but that song has already been copyrighted. So
how about it today? The real age. Have the real Age of Aquarius.
Yeah, let's call this the real Age of Aquarius. I like
that's
it.
That's awesome. Well, here is Jason Lee Bruns once again, this time performing using the hang drum. Live on the Life Changes show, performing an improvisation of The Real Age of Aquarius.
Thank you. you have it.
And there it is. Thank you so much. Yeah, so Bruns Beats, BRUNSBEATS.com is Jason's website. And Jason, should we give a shout out to your School World Music program, which is so cool?
That would be great. The next instrument I am going to play, I actually teach at the school. That's Campbell Hall. It's a K-12 school in North Hollywood, California. I've been there for 16 years as the founder and director of the World Music Program. Currently around 100 students in my seven various classes. And we have an eighth grade steel band and a high school steel band. It's really incredible to hear 20 students playing steel drums all at once. And we have a YouTube channel there also. That's youtube.com/CHWorldMusic with over 200 videos of all types of music, which much of it features my own research and transcriptions of songs of folkloric music and instruments I've brought back from my various journeys around the world to give this program something special. And I just think it's really important when I'm teaching about these styles to the students for them to learn about the culture that goes with it, because a lot of this music is... it's inseparable from the culture it comes from. So to teach just the music and the songs and not the culture and the people, and sometimes the food, we'll have food sometimes. Food. And obviously I share pictures and video clips and stories from my trips, and sometimes even we'll bring someone in via Zoom as a guest artist, or if they happen to be in town from these countries, so they can hear about these histories of the music and what it means to their people firsthand. But that's the Campbell Hall World Music Program. Very happy to be to have those opportunities to share what I'm passionate about with receptive students and supportive administration.
Nice. And speaking of video clips, we have a video clip on, there are many that Jason has on his website and on YouTube, but we also have a cool one that he, somewhere was in Latin America, I think. Very, very cool. But actually, you gave a nod to the solstice with this last piece, and with this piece coming up, you want to give a nod to another holiday.
Well, I think, you know, the holiday season is coming soon. And so I thought we would play the folkloric Ukrainian folkloric song known as Carol of the Bells. Many people don't know it's actually a folk tune. It wasn't originally a holiday or a Christmas song. And just because I am a percussionist, I did spice it up a little bit here with some Brazilian shakers called cachixes and a cajon, which is Peruvian. And I will be playing the melody on the steel pan, and you'll hear a backing track of me playing the chords on the steel drum, which I recorded earlier today.
Created today. So
happy holidays with this one, I guess.
Yes, nice of you. Jason Lee Bruns performing on percussions, Carol of the Bells, live on the Life Changes show at Home Edition.
Thank you.
Nice. Thank you so much. What a pleasure. Jason Lee Bruns, finally on the Life Changes Show as a musical guest.
Thank you so much for having me. And it's a great show. I know how much work it takes to put something like this together, so I really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you. Thank you. So Bruns Beats, once again, B-R-U-N-S, Beats, B-E-A-T-S .com. And a big thank you again to our guest, Tisha Aitken. That is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Lejeune, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.